Support for CKUW is provided by Organic Planet, Winnipeg's only worker-owned organic grocery and vegan deli, located at 877 Westminster Avenue, serving Wolseley and Winnipeg for over 30 years.
Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening.
Do you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.
Saturday night at midnight, CKUW 95.9 FM presents Shrimp Farm.Crypto. Former CKUW Sports Director Electric John teams up with mindfulness guitar guru Jason Eastwood to bring you the Cryptocurrency Counterculture Report. A mindful pause to your day. Jets 3.0.
Jets 3.0.
Boomer. Barry.
Me, Barry.
And many surprises.
Barry took to running with a traveling man, left your mama crying.
The analog relevance within the digital resonance. Shrimpfarm.crypto every Saturday night from midnight till 1 o'clock in the morning on CKUW 95.9 FM.
One, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three, testing. Hello, one, two, three.
That's good. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. How to survive a tornado. Number one, go to the basement. If you're in a building with no basement, go to an inner hallway or a small inner room without windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Number two, stay in the center of the room. Stay away from windows and keep low to the floor. Number three, get under a sturdy piece of furniture. If you're in a bathroom, lie down in the bathtub. How to survive a tornado.
Greetings. Thanks for being here. CKUW 95.9 FM, how to survive a tornado. You know, the first thing, and I'm just remembering this, there's a lot going on. The thing I forgot to bring And this is one of those things where right away I just feel like maybe I shouldn't talk about this. But I have this record that radio station, an AM radio station put out like 40 years ago. Maybe I can find it on the YouTube. I'll look for that. And what it is, it's a celebration of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers community-owned nonprofit football club that a lot of us here support. There was strong, there's a lot of, you know, you think us camp community radio types are not into sports. You know what? You couldn't be further from the truth, with the exception of our leader here, who detests all sport, more along the lines of what you would expect from a community radio kind of lifer. But everyone else, we're just really kind of the most average, generic sports lovers. It's an exciting time. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I grew up, I have a bit of a family connection to this team, which is kind of incredible. And so I was immersed in this culture of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as a young child. And I have such wonderful, just magical memories as a little kid being at the Winnipeg Stadium. Just called that. We had Winnipeg Stadium, and then right across the street was a place called Winnipeg Arena, where, I don't know, Led Zeppelin would play. Just that. Or David Bowie. In fact, David Bowie played both the Winnipeg Stadium and the Winnipeg Arena. Different tours, but we didn't need any corporate sponsorship. We were able as a community to construct these facilities and just name them after our own community. The Winnipeg Stadium, the Winnipeg Arena, and we did a good enough job that on two different occasions, none other than David Bowie himself said, yeah, I'll go play that place. I like that Winnipeg Stadium. I might stop there for my Serious Moonlight tour in 1983. Biggest thing that had ever happened. I was there. Were you there? Let me know. Like to hear if you were there. Not only was I at that show, I went back the next day on my bike, and I went through all the rubble, all the garbage, and I found like these backstage kind of like media passes and stuff, and I think I still have some of that. It's got, you know, with a footprint on it, and it's this Serious Moonlight and incredibly exciting, right? Anyways, then, I don't know, David Bowie, well, he went and played the arena, didn't he? And when was that? It was the Sound and Vision Tour, which I'm going to say is 19, I don't know, what is that? 1990? There he was at the arena. Anyways, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. I have these recollections of David, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as a kid, Winnipeg Stadium. And I loved Winnipeg Stadium because it had this like crumbling concrete on the steps. And I remember, you know, when I was getting a little older, I was like early 20s, the season tickets, I would email the Bombers and be like, hey, you've got this crumbling concrete in like the north end zone and section L, row 20 or something. And then I'd get an email back, thanks, we'll look at it. You know, like that's pretty Winnipeg. And then I'd come back later and it's like, oh, they did something, but it's still, I don't know, it's not great, but oh, it's okay. We're going to be all right. There's no railing here, but we're going to figure this out. We're going to look out for each other. People would bring their own beverages to the games. It was, you know, the security was supposed to look for this, but they weren't really looking. If they were to frisk anyone, they would have found a multitude of Mickeys in people's pockets. But it was just kind of, you know, just if you really push it too far, we're going to throw you out. But I mean, I went to those games for like 20 years. I saw like two people get thrown out. Beautiful community thing. Anyways, here we are. Grey Cup again. Fifth in a row. You can't imagine that. It's incredibly exciting. And just getting to the Grey Cup, to me, that's practically everything. I say that so that if we lose again, I can say that was okay because just getting there matters. Because winning it is actually what matters. Like anything in life, winning right? No. But it is really exciting, and I just wanted to talk a little bit about Winnipeg Stadium and those Winnipeg Blue Bombers. All right, where are we going? In the background, you have the Cannon Bros, a theme that they came in with their great generosity. This was just recently they were here, and they made this theme. You know that group, Cannon Bros? It's Cole Woods is one of those bros, and he's really something special. That Cole Woods, we miss him because he came in and did this thing, and you know, I haven't really heard from him since. If you're out there, Cole Woods, take care, we love you. It's beautiful music. Okay, as promised, we're gonna keep going back to this Galaxy 500 Uncollected Noise New York 88-90. It's the first new unreleased music from the Galaxy 500 group in some 30 years. And it's out now on all the platforms that you would expect. It's got some unreleased music, some things that we've never heard before. But I think, again, I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play some really underheard music that had been sort of released 25 years ago, but really not thought about since in so many ways. And I think I'll start with Maracas Song. It's Galaxy 500, 95.9 FM. If we might. And again, it brings me to Cole Woods again. Cole Woods, that great show at Le Rendezvous when he's stripped off his Galaxy 500 t-shirt and was carried out through the exit, the fire doors in the back, into the parking lot and into a van by fans. Were you at that show? Incredible. Cole Woods. Here we go. Talk to you soon. Well, sometimes the technology here in community radio doesn't always work for us, so we're going to give it another shot. What a drag. Well, this is going to be a bit of a unique moment together. So. I think what I'll do is try something else. Here we are. We're also going to talk about the Bruce Springsteen rock concert, and I'm not sure if you were there. Had a dream, all I got was... I'm also not sure if it happened. Did the Bruce Springsteen concert happen? That's going to be my first question. Second question, I guess pending the answer to the first question. That would be... Were you there? Were you? REM, Radio Free Europe, from 1983's debut, Murmur. Just such an incredible record. This band, at that point, channeling some kind of Americana, post-punk, sort of southern campus activist art, zeitgeist, some kind of thing. Patti Smith, the Feelies. What's going on? They look great on the back of this record. And it's something, and I'll feel bad saying this, but it's something that I think you could have said at this time, 1983. Although go on YouTube, the TV appearances and stuff, they just look so funny. They're fun. REM are funny looking. But they were, when you look at them here, they've put themselves together. And then for Reckoning, they just looked stranger. They looked wild. they looked wild and reckoning in the next year. And then by 1985, when they did the Fables of the Reconstruction, reconstruction of the fables, they looked like they were not of this earth. They were from somewhere else, some other time and place. And then by the time we get to 1990, they just look bad. They look like Seinfeld. They didn't look good. But they look good here, and they sound great. REM, Murmur. I'll send that out to my good friend Stu Reed, who introduced me to REM when I was a child. And I was thinking of Stu because the Bruce Springsteen concert was this week. And I wasn't there. Firstly, did it happen? I don't know. I believe it did. But if it did, I'm going to just assume that Stu Reed, who does a longtime host of Twang Trust, which you hear here every Wednesday evening, 6 p.m., I'm going to assume that Stu Reed spent some time with Bruce Springsteen, and that Bruce Springsteen showed the appropriate level of appreciation to Stu Reed that he should. And if Bruce Springsteen, because I can tell you, Bruce Springsteen knows about Stu Reed. I know this. I know this to be true. So if you're out there, Bruce Springsteen, and you didn't spend some time, and we don't need to know if this happened, but I'm just saying if it did, it should have, and that's wonderful. Warms my heart. And if it didn't, if you, Bruce Springsteen, didn't spend some time with Stu Reed and give him some gratitude for the way he celebrates and fetishizes your art in the best way possible, in the cleanest and most sincere way possible. He can't help himself. If you didn't do that, then shame on you, Bruce Springsteen. Shame on you. We'll play one more from this record. I saw REM perform a lot. I followed them around in the 80s a bit. This is a song that Radio Free Europe, they would never play. And here's a song they would play. The great thing with REM is they would change the set all the time. But I only ever heard this once. And it was in the Boston Garden in 1989. And I was traveling with a friend, and we were completely out of money. I literally had $1 in my pocket. So we couldn't get any beer or anything. And I was completely sober, and I just have this memory of this song in the Boston Garden, and it was sublime.
Take your turn. It's more than woe begotten grace.
doesn't stop. The noise. Noise, punk rock. LA's Wasted Youth. Reagan's Inn. It's the record. It's out on Medusa Records. 19. Can't see the date of this pressing. I'm sorry. Special thanks to Greg Ginn and Spot. You would know them from the affiliations to Black Flag and SST Records. You heard Problem Child and Reagan's Inn. Reagan's Inn for 4 more years is the lyric. It sounds great, doesn't it? Did Wasted Youth ever play here? I don't recollect it. Let me know if they did. 204-774-6877. Were they part of that? There was this great festival. 1983, 84, Something to Believe In. Was it at the Playhouse? And it was through the Better Youth Organization conglomerate. And I'm thinking perhaps Wasted Youth, or am I thinking of Youth of Today? Youth of Today. There's Youth of Today, different than Wasted Youth. Yes, different than Sonic Youth. Is that a serious question? Oh, also, we had last week we had it out there. Is there a songwriter that's more accomplished than Robert Smith, because we were playing The Cure, of his generation, a UK songwriter? And I got at some point someone sent in a thing that said Bob Dylan, and I just can't take that seriously. I don't know if people are having a hard time out there, but that's not a serious response. And I have to say, didn't really appreciate it. Just kidding. It's always nice to hear from you. But I did get a good one. Someone said Nick Cave. So I'll say, okay. Because that's the same generation. It's post-punk. He's from Australia. That's Australia. It's not the United Kingdom. Okay? And then someone said, and this I really appreciated, Chrissie Hynde from The Pretenders. Okay? I think Chrissie Hynde's more in the punk generation. Chrissie Hynde is more in the generation of, and last week someone said Paul Weller of The Jam. Very good answer in terms of, I would say, of Paul Weller's generation. It's tough to find someone and say that's a more accomplished songwriter of that generation. I'm going to say Paul Weller's a really good answer, and we talked about that a bit. People said Joe Strummer. I don't know. I think Paul Weller, he wrote everything for The Jam and then went on to, like, I don't want to cause controversy here and get hate mail, but I'm going to take Paul Weller in that head-to-head with Joe Strummer. I know that people may disagree with that. If Joe Strummer wrote everything in The Clash, then I'd be like, oh boy, let's talk. But he didn't. Anyway, someone said Nick Cave. I'm going to say it's the closest thing we got. But he's from Australia. So I'm still waiting for someone from the United Kingdom of that. And someone said Bono. No. It's not U2. Are they? They write. They do it all. It's four people. Okay. The Cure is one guy. He writes it all. That's what I'm looking for. And I'm stumped. I don't have it. I think it has to be him. Okay. Why did we get into that? We're talking about Wasted Youth and Youth of Today. Oh, Sonic Youth. Right. Because someone said Sonic. Yeah. No. That's silly. Okay. Prior to that, we had Tom Waits from Frank's Wild Years, and you heard, what did we play? More Than Rain. Tom Waits. What can you say? I don't know if we've played Tom Waits before. I'm clearly in the W's now in the random records. Did we have... Yeah, Reagan's in for 4 more years, yeah. How about Ronald Reagan, though? Come on. That's pretty good. I don't know. Ronald Reagan. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. Okay. REM, before that, you heard Pilgrimage from Murmur. Beautiful record. Doesn't matter. Don't understand any of the words. That's the thing with it. Doesn't matter what he's singing. It's just the way it sounds and the sort of images and feelings that are evoked. It's true. And you can apply that. Yes. Okay. Can you apply that even when you can understand the words? It's a bit of a perhaps, but you know what I mean. We are really all over the place today, and because we're now just going through, I mean, we play things in the order that we get them. They are in some sort of alphabetical order. What you have in the background now is Windy and Carl, who I believe are from Michigan, are they? Neighbors with Iggy Pop at some point. Is there an Iggy Pop, Windy and Carl connection? Their records get put out on Cranky Records out of Chicago. And this is one from 1988. It's called Depths. And this is Sirens. I might leave you with this and then one more. We might be moving there now. Windy and Carl, I believe, still putting things out. Extremely consistent, Windy and Carl. And as much as this sounds like 1998. It sounds really contemporary. As does, I mean, Cranky Records, amazing record label. You can't go wrong. We'll leave you with this. Back in a bit.
Downtown Plain Underground, or CKUW 95.9 FM.
Wendy and Carl. Wendy and Carl, yes. From 1998, Depths. It's a double vinyl record out on Cranky Records out of Chicago. It's funny, I tried to find the Cranky office or store or whatever last time I was in Chicago, and I didn't do enough research, and I just kind of gave up. And then I went to the Reckless Records downtown, and I was like, well, I'm going to be able to find everything. You know, I've been looking for Bowery Electric vinyl and stuff, and it's just like, it's $50 to ship it. And I got in there, they didn't have anything. They didn't have anything. Reagan's in for 4 more years. They didn't have it. They did not have it. Wendy and Carl. That's beautiful music. Well, you know what? I couldn't find the Blue Bomber vinyl record online, but I found this, and I'm going to leave you with this. It's the Blue Bomber fight song. It's just so exciting. What a gift. Thank you, Blue Bombers, for giving us this opportunity to celebrate the Grey Cup Festival, the best league, the crazy football league, best league in the world. I love this. It's my favorite league. You know, where else could you have this relationship that fans have with their, with the team? And it's just so exciting. And I got to say, I don't can do this often, but I'm pretty sure this one's going to work out just fine on Friday. Today's Friday, TGIF. Sunday, the Grey Cup game. So we'll leave you with this. And stay tuned. Thanks a lot.
So fight on, blue.